Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bud Stewart. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Hector Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting second. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Dyke. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gordon Goldsberry. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Leo Thomas. Batting eighth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cliff Fannin. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Cliff Fannin. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fannin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Moss and he is out, DeMaestri applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young strikes out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goldsberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a pop-up towards first. Goldsberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Young reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke strikes out. Two outs. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3. With the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Pierce moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Niemann. Fox reaches second base with a double. Pierce scores. Carrasquel moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carrasquel scores. Fox moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Hal Hudson now pitching. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive towards short. DeMaestri reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a fly ball into center field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson hits a line drive towards short. Carrasquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stewart hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Niemann. Stewart reaches second base with a double. Coleman moves to third. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coleman scores. Stewart moves to third. It's 4-0, White Sox. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pierce takes first base on ball 4. Rodriguez moves to second. Earl Hurst now pitching. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stewart scores. Rodriguez moves to third. Pierce moves to second. It's 5-0, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dyke, who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. Rodriguez scores. Pierce scores. Carrasquel goes all the way around to score. It's 8-0, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hurst fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Goliath pinch hits for Bobby Young. Mike Goliath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goliath strikes out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into center field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Goliath now playing second base. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst fires to first and has Coleman trapped. There's the throw to Goliath who tags Coleman for the out. One out. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stewart moves to second. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hurst fields it and throws to first for the out. Stewart moves to third. Rodriguez moves to second. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Goldsberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann strikes out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-1 in the game. Dyke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Goldsberry hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 4 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas juggles the ball. That's an error on Thomas. Fox moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-3 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. Minoso goes all the way around to score. It's 10-0, White Sox. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goliath settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-1 in the game. Moss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Pellett pinch runs for Les Moss. Daryl Johnson pinch hits for Earl Hurst. Daryl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pellett moves to second. Mike Goliath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goliath is 0-for-1 in the game. Goliath hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-2 in the game. DeMaestri hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Minoso. DeMaestri reaches second base with a double. Minoso throws the ball into Rodriguez, who tags DeMaestri trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Pellett scores. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 10-2, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Krahoski now playing first base. Daryl Johnson now catching. Lou Sleater now pitching. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pierce takes first base on ball 4. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 4-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a triple. He's got 4 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. Rivera strikes out. 1 out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 2 in the game. Dyke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a fly ball into center field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels now playing second base. Clint Courtney now catching. Gene Bearden now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 4 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Manny Minoso now playing left field. Jim Busby now playing center field. Fritz Dorisch now pitching. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney takes first base on ball 4. Bearden moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Bearden moves to third. Courtney moves to second. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. DeMaestri hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bearden scores. Courtney moves to third. Michaels moves to second. It's 10-3, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 3 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Courtney scores. Michaels moves to third. 2 outs. It's 10-4, White Sox. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Niemann hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Niemann reaches second base with a double. Michaels scores. Rivera moves to third. It's 10-5, White Sox. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 3 in the game. Dyke strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Browns 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Zarrilla pinch hits for Jim Busby. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Dente pinch hits for Hector Rodriguez. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas juggles the ball. That's an error on Thomas. Fritz Dorisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dorisch hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla now playing right field. Ray Coleman now playing center field. Sam Dente now playing third base. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 1 in the game. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Dorisch covering, for the out. One out. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Schmies pinch hits for Gene Bearden. Bill Kennedy now pitching. Marty Marion pinch hits for George Schmies. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion strikes out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Courtney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to third. Courtney moves to second. Al Zarrilla now playing left field. Sam Dente now playing right field. Willie Miranda now playing third base. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miranda fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.